It's Kirky here with a massive hello to all our listeners at Radio Utoxeter, where our next guest is star of stage and screen, Sir Trevor Spice. But before that, a word from our sponsors.
Like chicken? Like local chicken? Like saying more chicken after you've just eaten lots of chicken? Then try Somersall Herbert Farm's preeminent chicken, which is full of love rather than steroids, which the blackguards at Scrupton Farm use. More chicken!
Sir Trevor Spice, our listeners will be more than familiar with your career triumphs, but could you give us an insight into a career low point? Of course. It was 1952 when I was doing the summer season at Sheringham, where I was understudying the illustrious Danny LaRue in a gaudy farce concerning the 100 Years' War. Danny was a stalwart and never had a day off. I was beside myself with theatrical grief, and I oft stood on the sea defences and thought of dashing myself to smithereens on the rocks below. However, Danny LaRue was attacked by an errant shire horse, and my moment came. I grasped the shaft of opportunity, the spirit of theatre entered me, and I took my rightful place, centre stage, and created a furnace of art hitherto unseen since the time of Thespis emerging from the chorus. Ooh, I'd have chopped my right arm off to have seen that, Sir Trevor, and I really appreciate you joining us today. It's been an honour. Now, without further ado, it's Carl, the Mentalist, with today's Psychic Report. Let's travel together up my third eye. Today, I'm reaching out to Susan in Rough Close, whose Shih Tzu, called Teddy, is possessed by the Indian demon god Dakini. I need you to lift that dog up to the radio, Susan, so I can purge the succubus from its soul. Hold Teddy tight. Demon out! Demon out! Demon out! Crikey! A dynamic psychic report there today, folks. Incredible scenes in Rough Close. And we had incredible scenes at Utoxeter Town FC last night, didn't we, Bert?
Oh, that we did, Kirky. Our boys were soundly beaten 7-0 by Coventry Sphinx, and I spoke exclusively to Utoxeter Town FC's manager, Ian Pentonville, and club captain, Steve Balls. The first question I asked was how Ian felt the game went.
If that game was a date with a beautiful lady, it would not have been a nice meal, followed by good banter and making sweet love in front of a roaring fire. No, instead, it would have been the lovely lady being sick, you being sick, and setting off a chain reaction of vomiting, leaving everyone smothered in sick.
Any thoughts on your sending off, Steve?
The ref sent me off for cutting their centre forward in half with my thighs. It's a total overreaction. I'm livid.